Exodus 32, verses 26 to 29. The Levites. Moses has returned to the Hebrews. They have sinned by making the golden calf. He has taken steps to deal with this. He has spoken to them. He has challenged Aaron. But he's not finished. Moses issues this cry, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Levites rallied to him. Verse 26. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man strap a sword to his side. Go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor." The Levites did as Moses commanded. And that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day." Deuteronomy 32, verses 26 to 29. The Levites, they rally to Moses. It seems that they had stayed clear of this general defection to Aaron and the golden calf. And now they stand for God and his covenant. Deuteronomy 33, verse 9. The Levites then step in for God. Moses commands them from God, verse 29, to execute judgment upon the Hebrews. And the ringleaders, I would take it, but certainly a certain number, are slaughtered, verse 28. The Levites did as Moses commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. No family tie, no relationship, no close relationship, sons and brothers, none of that would stop them. They carried out the vengeance of God upon this people. Nothing hindered them from bringing home to this people the consequences of this idolatry. It was death. And they proved, these Levites, that they were consecrated to God and would allow nothing, family relationships, personal concerns, nothing to stand in the way of taking action in the name of the Lord and bringing home to the people the judgment of God. This is the true service of God. Moses doesn't lament, nor do the Levites. They don't say, "Well, let's pray about it," and all that. They get on and act. They do. They're men of action, not simply of good wishes, hopeful ambitions, or prayerful excuses, if I may put it that way. It was a dreadful sin. And it is a dreadful consequence. It is the ruin of the covenant, even before they received it. And Moses, through the Levites, God through Moses and the Levites, brings home to this people the complete seriousness of this sinning against God. What a responsibility. Death is the consequence of sin. The wages of sin is death. Now, what shall we make of this in the days of the new covenant? Well, let us remember, my brothers and sisters, in Christ, we are in the days of the new covenant. Exodus 32 is securely in the days of the old covenant. And there are radical changes with the change of covenants. In the new covenant, the weapons of our warfare are spiritual and not carnal. How many have gone astray here and thought that by the sword they can convert people to Jesus Christ. By the weapons of persecution, the fires, the sword, laws passed to try and force people into becoming Christians. Forced conversions. This is utterly out of order. In the days of the old covenant, yes, the sword was used to bring home the judgment of God. But it's not that in the new covenant. Nevertheless, there is a principle here. Sin is still as serious as it ever was. Here it is physical death. What about the new covenant? Well, I read in 1 Corinthians 11, for example, that in those days people were playing fast and loose with the Lord's Supper. And Paul can say that some have fallen asleep, that is, died, because as a result of it. There is a judgment, even in the new covenant. And look at 1 Corinthians 5. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are spiritual. But what steps can we take and must take, we should take, we have to take in the new covenant? Excommunication, where necessary. We're not talking about physical death. We're not talking about the physical sword. 2 Corinthians 10, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual. And Paul does not hesitate in 1 Corinthians 5. The guilty man has to be shown his guilt and cut off from the people of God. Now, I know in this degenerate age in which we live now, things are very difficult. There's such a confusion amongst the churches of Christ, so much disorder, it seems almost impossible to get back to the New Testament here. But brothers and sisters, let us try to do this. Let us begin with ourselves. I begin with myself. I want to rebuke myself and challenge myself. Sin is a very serious matter. I must not think lightly of it. Learn from the Levites here. Learn from Moses here. Learn from the Hebrews. Sin against God is still a serious business. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ washes me from all sin. Yes. Yes, I have peace with God. Yes. I know it's true. But nevertheless, sin is a very serious business. Let me mortify my members which are upon earth. There's the spiritual, you see. Let me cut off from myself all sin. Let me take my stand. I mustn't be passive in this. I mustn't sort of drift and say, well, I'll let God do it. No, no, no. Moses didn't say, let's pray about it. He did it. He did it. And so did the Levites. Let me deal with sin in my life and have done with it and turn my back upon it by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God. But in the assemblies too. This is a vain appeal today, to hope that assemblies might come back to Scripture in this matter and begin to discipline themselves according to the Word of God. That's the equivalent I see in the New Covenant. I say again, we do not use the sword in this covenant, but we do use the spiritual sword, the Word of God, and the discipline of the Spirit. The Levites stood for God that day. May I stand for God, whatever the cost to me, first of all, whatever it costs me in by way of relationships, even of family ties, may I stand for God. The Lord knows them that are His. And when that day comes, He will reward all who have stood fully for Him. The Levites stood for the Lord that day. You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and He has blessed you this day. I want to hear that praise at the end, the encomium. Well done, good and faithful servant. God grant, brother and sister, that we might be faithful to Him today, with ourselves first of all, and then as we have responsibility and opportunity, standing firm for God, whatever the cost, whatever we have to give up, forsaking all to stand only with Christ, even lands and family, friends, whatever it may be it costs us, may we be separated to the Lord and stand for Him.